Arizona Senator John McCain had a really good week. When we reached him after the election, he jokingly said he was living the dream. But as Republicans prepare to take control of the Senate, McCain was also cautious.
There's a feeling out there that we're adrift, and I would, in fairness, point out that there's not a great deal of approval of Republicans in Congress either. So we're going to have to see if we can find common ground with our Democrat friends on some issues without betraying any of our principles.
We didn't spend all our time talking about the Republican victory. That's because Senator McCain has a new book out written with Mark Salter. It's called 13 Soldiers, A Personal History of Americans at War. 13 soldiers, one from every war this country has fought, beginning with the Revolution down to the war in Iraq. Senator McCain explains.
We tried to kind of give a cross-section of people who the only thing that really bound them together was the fact that they served their country with heroism and sacrifice.
You picked a major historic figure to represent Americans at war in the Civil War. Mm-hmm. No less a person than Oliver Wendell Holmes, who went on to be a Justice of the United States. But in your book, and you include a photograph of him, he's a skinny kid at Harvard who's obviously never thought of fighting a battle. He's never even been hunting. But he believed, as many people from his home state of Massachusetts did, that slavery should be abolished.
Not only did he have that view, but he also was dramatically changed by the war. He went on to serve, as you mentioned, as a famous jurist. But he also saw so many of his, not only his own comrades on the Union side, but fellow American citizens on the Confederate side die in these incredible conflicts that took place. So he almost lost his life a couple of times. His famous father searched for him among the wounded. So while he said war is horrible and dull, he remembered a man's willingness to sacrifice himself for another made him, quote, capable of miracles.
I was very interested to see that for the soldier of the Korean War, you picked Pete Salter. Now, he's your co-author's father. He seemed to me to represent another theme which goes throughout this book, that ordinary guys go to war and find themselves doing extraordinary things.
It's a story of the first part of the Korean War, which, of course, which fades from our memories. I understand all that. But first year of that war was a near thing. And Pete Salter fought all the way north up next to the Yalu River with the northern most part of North Korea. And it's also a great part of the story is, of course, a guy named Mitchell Red Cloud, who was a Native American who literally gave up his life to save the others.
That was a story that was just, you could practically see it as a movie. Pete Salter, who is this nice-looking kid, he, at Mitchell Red Cloud's request, he tied him to a tree.
Yep. He was badly wounded, and he knew that he wasn't going to make it out. And so he asked Pete Salter and his friend to tie him to this tree. And the last they heard as they went down the hill was the sound of his VAR, that's an automatic weapon that they had left him with.
You also chose two women who served in the most recent wars in the Middle East, a reservist in the Quartermaster Corps from Desert Storm, and Monica Lynn Brown, a medic. She served in Afghanistan, and I understand that you chose Brown because you know her. You know her story.
It's a remarkable story. And one of the things we tried to point out is the role that medics play in modern warfare. There was a very small chance of being wounded on the battlefield and living, say, in World War II. But we have developed techniques and people and medical capabilities that we are able to save about 90%. And it's people like her, highly, highly trained, highly skilled, and by the way, incredibly brave, because they go right into fire to help these people. The sight of blood made her sick. She trained as a paratrooper. And then, of course, when we asked her why she had exposed herself to enemy fire, she responded, "It's my job."
It's really an extraordinary story where she, one of their vehicles runs over an IED. And she ran to it in spite of the fact that all sorts of people were shooting at her.
And she literally shielded the wounded with her own body. I mean, it's just a remarkable story. And I think, you know, we've always had this ongoing debate and discussion about women in combat. And frankly, many years ago, I had a different attitude than I have today, because I believe that women have proven themselves in combat, and therefore they can add an enormous amount, frankly, to our ability to defend the nation.
Senator John McCain, his new book is called 13 Soldiers, A Personal History of Americans at War. I probably ought to mention that Senator McCain's own story is not in this book, but of course he's written about his personal history at war in other books. Senator McCain, thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you very much. It's great to talk to you.